Some people hate it, some people love it, but the fact is, it's here to stay.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about teleworking for federal government employees. Federal agencies are likely to continue leveraging telework as a means to enhance operational resiliency, improve employee satisfaction, and to adapt to an evolving workplace trends and technologies. So the question remains, now that telework is here to stay, how can we make telework work for us? Well, in today's discussion, we'll dive into three different strategies that you can use today to make it work for you. So with that said, you already know what it is. Come step into my office.
Welcome to the Black Office Unlocked Podcast. The mission here is about helping minority federal government employees like you navigate through your workplaces, strategically position your career, and give you competitive advantages that will inspire you to grow faster so you can go further. Remember, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. And when opportunity comes knocking, you are the key. Now, let's step into the Black Office. Stay unlocked.
Welcome to the Black Office Unlocked podcast. I am your host, Michael Gibbons. And here at the Black Office, this is where we intersect culture and career advice for Black and non-majority federal government employees. And as we navigate our careers as government employees, understanding how to optimize telework strategies is key for every employee, but especially those of minority backgrounds. And it's not just about learning how to use Microsoft Teams or the government version of Zoom. It's about understanding how to lean into the new digital transformation age and be and stay productive, gain and maintain the trust of your colleagues and supervisors. And working from home, you know, it may sound easy, but it's important to consider three key factors to ensure your success. And we're going to get into it. But first, let's provide a little context around telework and just discuss how did we really get here, right? So the concept of remote work or telework, also known as like telecommuting, has gradually gained traction within U.S. federal government over the past few decades. And the origins of remote work for federal government employees can be traced back to various initiatives and policies that were aimed at modernizing the workforce and improving efficiency. One significant milestone in the promotion of remote telework within federal government was the enactment of the Telework Enhancement Act of 2010. So this legislation mandated that federal agencies establish policies, procedures, and whatnot to really kind of help and facilitate telework. Now, the act recognized the potential benefits of remote work, such as reducing greenhouse gas emissions, enhancing employee productivity, and promoting continuous work operations during emergencies, right? In addition to that, you know, there have been several presidential executive orders, i.e., 13514 and 13717 from our last two presidents dating back to 2009 that have really underscored the importance of telework as they directed federal agencies to increase sustainability of operations through telework and then also emphasized the need to expand telework opportunities in order for us to improve work-life balance and workforce productivity. So in response to these directives and other initiatives, federal agencies have implemented telework programs and policies to accommodate eligible employees. So these programs vary in scope and flexibility, with some agencies offering full-time telework options, while some others just provide telework as an occasional or situational situation. And then, of course, we had the global COVID-19 pandemic that popped off and really accelerated the adoption of these remote telework opportunities within the federal government. And in March 2020, many federal agencies swiftly transitioned to remote work arrangements to really comply with the public health guidelines and ensure the safety of employees. This shift highlighted the importance of telework as a vital tool for maintaining government operations and serving the American public during these times of crisis, right? So as a result of these developments, policies, and initiatives, remote work or telework has become an integral part of federal government workforce strategy. So in today's episode, right, we're going to talk about how we can make telework work for you and how using these strategies can have a major effect on your career trajectory, because let's face it, telework ain't going nowhere, right? So what do I want you to know by the end of today's episode? So by the end of today's episode, you should have more clarity around these three areas, right? Number one, maintaining productivity. Two, effective remote work communication tools and work-life balance strategies. All right? So if you follow with me, let's come get it. So tip number one to make telework work for you is maintaining productivity, right? So to be productive while teleworking, it comes down to three things: workspace, schedule, and goals. Let's go ahead and tackle workspace first. In order to get into this, we want to create a dedicated workspace, right? So establishing a designated area for work can help signal to your brain that, hey, it's time to focus and let's get productive, right? So whether that's the corner of your living room or a space in your bedroom that you turned into your office, having a dedicated workspace can help minimize distraction and enhance productivity. So it's okay, you know, not everyone's going to have the benefit of having a dedicated office, you know, at their house, right? You don't need to have a fancy credenza or a cushy leather desk chair to get after it. But what you will need is a dedicated space. So this is going to help you ensure that you have consistency, again, to keep you focused. And remember, the location of your space is going to be important as well, because you want to have a space that's going to keep you away from distractions, well lit, that's going to be quiet, and you get great signal, right, for both your phone reception and, of course, your Wi-Fi for your computer, right? So, and bonus points if you're able to hardwire into your internet, but truthfully, Wi-Fi is generally so good nowadays that we can get, you know, great connectivity through Wi-Fi, you know, obviously just depending on your location. But I personally have one specific space for work and two great alternatives that I can navigate into any space depending on the connectivity issues that I may have. And always thinking of having a backup plan is important, right? That means having multiple headset options. Because trust, I've learned the hard way. But you will need to have a space dedicated for that. As the renowned Booker T. Washington once said, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which one has overcome. So you setting yourself up for a good workspace, you're going to overcome a lot of different obstacles, I should say, right? So this sentiment rings true, especially for the realm of remote work, and maintaining productivity can be a challenge, right? Now, the following two kind of coincide with each other. So let's just discuss schedule and priorities and goal setting together somewhat. But first, let's talk about calendar. This step kind of coincides with the following, but if you're able to optimize your calendar, you can then, you know, set clear goals and priorities. So our schedule is key because it's going to guide us to how our day will be executed, right? So when you optimize your calendar and then adding tasks, different meetings within your calendar, it's important to make sure you add a little bit of white space in between, right? So we don't want to essentially overlap meetings, of course, or have back-to-back meetings, right? This will only have you late to some meetings or in some cases miss some meetings, right? And that's, you're not being productive if you're late to any meetings or missing any meetings. So now that we kind of talked about that, you know, in goal settings, let's talk about how we can understand priorities as well. So this is key when we're optimizing our calendar schedule, because you want to focus in on what what's the top priorities for the day, right? These are going to be things that you should, that really should anchor the day. So get those things on your calendar first and make sure you allot enough time to get those things completed. So if it's a task or a scheduled meeting for a discussion, make sure you have those on your calendar and let those be the priority, right? And define those your tasks for the day and prioritize them based on importance and deadlines, right? So this was really just going to help you keep on track and be able to have you accomplish your objectives efficiently. As the iconic Steve Jobs once said, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. But by setting clear goals and priorities, you can channel your passion into the energy so that you can have meaningful work. So tip number two, right? So to make telework work for us is effective communication. So communication is paramount, especially in a remote work setting. I can't overemphasize this. And as the pioneer businesswoman, Madam C.J. Walker once said, I had to make my own living and my own opportunity, but I made it. Don't sit down and wait for the opportunity to come to you. Get up and make them, as she said, unquote, right? So to me, this is kind of just saying, hey, let's be proactive, right? And a key way of being proactive is to communicate. So here are some tools and strategies for effective communication that I want to kind of speak to. But ultimately, it's going to come down to just really being visible. That comes down to having consistent communications while teleworking, and maintaining constant communication is vital. So how can we do this? So a couple of things, right? So utilizing all levels of communication, whether that's email, telephone calls, text messages, and any other appropriate platforms, right? So different situations call for different modes of communication. So choose the most one that's suitable and appropriate, of course. But the idea is, when we talk about telework should be invisible, the concept really means that even though you are teleworking, it should be invisible to others because you're so out there in terms of you communicating and being present, right? One cannot notice that you are not teleworking or not in the office, we should say, right? Because you are so present, okay? The second thing is, you know, initiating communications with colleagues, managers, and team members, right? So having regular check-ins, updates, and just being transparent with your communication can really foster trust, collaboration, and ensure really everyone remains aligned on the goals and expectations. A lot of times, a lot of agencies have a lot of different communication tools, whether that's Zoom or Microsoft Teams or whatever platform that you have. I would recommend looking to where you can allow face-to-face communication, video conferencing, to really maintain your presence, right, is ultimately what we want to do. And these tools really, you know, they enable remote teams to collaborate seamlessly and have great workflows and really ensure transparency and accountability in all projects. So those are key. So make sure you dive into that. And third tip, right, in terms of making telework work for us, is setting proper boundaries in order for us to really have some work-life balance, right? And I know some people love that moniker. Some people hate it, right? Some people don't like it so much. But I think the idea is when we are teleworking, you have to do your due diligence, but you also have to have some safe boundaries. And I know that for myself, and I know many can attest as well, when we first went through the COVID-19 pandemic and it was all very, very new, I didn't do a very good job at setting boundaries. And what did that look like for me? I mean, that really increased my stress level. One can say I increased my productivity because I was working almost around the clock, right? I was allowing calls to come in at any point and answering, which was great on one aspect, but for me, it was not great, right? So definitely it's important to make sure you set good boundaries, but we'll kind of talk about that, right? So what's one tip to kind of help set boundaries, right? So number one, establishing a routine, right? So set specific work hours and stick to them, right? So let's create structure and separation between work and personal time. But by establishing a routine, you can optimize your productivity during work hours and ensure that you have dedicated time to relax and leisure outside of work, right? So the other thing to think about is to make time to move, to literally move, right? So whether that is a lunchtime 20-minute workout, perhaps you have a 30-minute midday mentor session with your employee. So instead of having that call at your desk at home, you know, maybe consider having a walking meeting, right? So if weather permits, of course, perhaps you can take advantage of some of the sunlight and just get some exercise while having a much needed discussion, right, with your colleagues and employees. And third thing is, take breaks and disconnect, right? So on this piece is very important, but I also want to, you know, emphasize before I dive too deep into it is the importance to make sure that your schedule is, you stick to your schedule and have a routine. Manage expectations for the hours that you're working, and all that's going to come through with your communications with your colleagues, coworkers, and supervisors, right? But with that said, you want to make sure you plug in times where you can have small breaks, right? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But the idea is, hey, let's schedule breaks throughout the day so that you can recharge and avoid burnout. Right. So disconnecting from work related devices, notifications during non-work hours to prioritize self-care and relaxation. So as a prolific poet once said by the name of Audre Lorde, I am my best work, a series of roadmaps, reports, recipes, doodles, and prayers from the front lines. So essentially how I take that is that you'll be able to provide your best work when you're mixing things up. Right. So taking breaks, disconnecting from work allows you to recharge and nurture your well-being. And ultimately, it'll enable you to show up as your best self in both your personal and professional life. As I was saying earlier, during like the first year of dealing with the pandemic, my work-life balance was all out of whack. Right. So making sure you have that balance is going to be very important. Let's remember every quote and unquote break isn't necessarily a quote-unquote actual break. So just think about what work can be done that you can do from away from having your eyes on the computer for straight hours, for example, right? Think about some of the work you may be able to read as a hard copy or again, those meetings that you can have away from your screen. So those can also be considered a break even though you're technically working, but you're able to just mix things up. So, and in conclusion, and as we wrap things up, to make telework work for you, we should maintain our productivity, make telework invisible to others through effective communications, and establishing work-life balance through creating routine and mixing things up as we telework. Right. So embracing these strategies to enhance productivity, we build strong relationships and achieve a healthy work-life balance in the world of teleworking. So for Black and non-majority federal government employees, understanding how to make telework work for you, leveraging these three strategies can really help you not only make telework invisible, but help you level up as you continue to navigate through your federal government telework journey and your career. All right. So let's review some key takeaways before we get up out of here. All right. Takeaway number one, let's maintain productivity, having a dedicated schedule as we go through and also setting priorities for the day. All right, takeaway number two, let's make telework invisible through effective communication. And this is done really by leaning in through some of the technology tools that we have at our disposal. And takeaway number three, let's maintain work-life balance by establishing a routine and let's get moving at the same time, right? So, with that said, I want to thank you all for joining me on this transformative exploration of how to make telework work for you. Together, let's harness the resilience within us and embrace how we can make telework work for you. So with that said, until next time, stay unlocked.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Black Office Unlocked podcast. If you are loving this podcast, please subscribe and rate on your platforms.
Please share this with a friend or coworker.
Don't forget to write a review on your favorite platform. Please subscribe to our LinkedIn newsletter and follow us on our social media platforms.
Links are in the show notes.
Until next time, let's keep those career doors of opportunity open. Remember, you are the key. Stay unlocked.